Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show, where we show you how to buy unwanted vacant land and sell it for more on the internet. I'm Steve Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We are your hosts. With over 15,000 completed transactions, we are the experts in this niche land flipping business.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com. All right, let's get this show started.
Steve Butella here for Land Academy. Welcome to our Cash Flow from Land show. In this episode, Jill and I talk about adding staff to buy more land. When should you do it? And when should you say, not yet? Jill, it's a fun show.
Mm-hmm.
We have this meeting every week.
Yes, we do.
Hey, before we get into it, let's take a question from a caller.
Okay, so I got to say, I don't know if this is a typo, if I'm screwing up somebody's name, I apologize. It got passed on to me from this caller. It says Mert. It could be Myrtle. It could be Bert. I'm not sure. But whoever you are from Oregon says, all the land by us that is cheap is really flat. Great.
And is that a question?
That's what I'm wondering. That's what made it to me from our staff. So I'm guessing that you don't want flat land, or you do want flat land. I'm thinking they don't want flat land.
I have so many satirical, I have so much to say about
all
this.
The land that buys is for that is cheap is really flat. Well, congratulations, because some people really want that. Or then look somewhere else if that's not what you want.
There's a thousand different sentences you could say like this. Here's just a couple. Ready?
Okay.
All the girls in my dorm are fat.
What the heck?
All the land by us is flat.
Oh my gosh.
What kind of sentence is that?
I know.
Try harder, son.
Jeez.
What is Mert anyway? Is that a man or a woman?
I'm not sure. I'm hoping it's a Bert. Well, no, that's even spelled. Well, that's, I don't know. So,
look, can I just have a little philosophical moment here?
Sure.
Make your future. Make it. I'm quoting Danny Noonan in Caddyshack. Make your future. Make it. You don't sit around and you're not, don't sit up around with your feet up and watch the world go by and pass judgment on it. Get in there. If you don't like the way the cheap land is that's posted on the internet or on the MLS, go send some mailers out. Find some cheap land that's awesome.
There you go.
It's not the how flat or how, with the attributes of land, it's where you got to go out there and find it, man.
Mm-hmm.
If you want cheap land with huge pine trees, send a mailer out where there's a bunch of pine trees.
Mm-hmm.
Am I wrong
taken.
Here?
I love it. So I didn't know what to do with that one. Is that okay?
I think we answered it, didn't we?
Okay, good. All right,
we didn't answer it because it's not a question. So, hey, if you want to call 888-735-5045 and ask a question, we will happily discuss it on the air. Or if you're funny and you really want to be on the air, say that right in your message and we'll get you on there.
Do you know what's funny? I was just thinking, like, if you have a real legitimate question, you stand a better chance. I was going to say, I'm like, what did that? Like, somebody typed this up and then handed this to me for this show. So I'm laughing going, all right, what if his name was Bob and they accidentally mistyped it and it says Blob? I'm just imagining. Blob.
Blob
from DC says, I don't know.
Blob from Steve's dorm.
Blob. I'm like, all right, we're gonna talk to some people about this one. This might not have made it for the show next time, but hey, well, we did that. Anyway,
can I wrap up my last philosophical part of this?
Is this gonna be the last one today or the last one this show?
If you are listening to this show and you're unhappy with any part of your life, you can change it.
What? That's crazy talk.
Yeah. Instead of sitting there with your feet up, you can change it.
No, no, no.
If you don't
no.
like the person that you're sleeping next to, if you don't like your the size of your paycheck, all of that can very easily
don't like your
change.
Commute.
So I was watching the X-Files and I was talking to one of our kids.
Yeah.
You know, because the whole X-Files thing is the truth is out there.
Right.
And the season finale was recently... they kind of changed their phrase to the truth is out there to this is the end.
Oh,
and I said, look, kid, The truth is in here. Mm-hmm. It's not out there.
It's in within you.
It's inside. Mm-hmm. And it ended up being the show. That was the show too. They after years of being on the air, it's all inside of us.
Mm-hmm.
It's all in there.
Mm-hmm.
Like the zombie virus is inside of you already. The success.
Just waiting for the ingredient to activate it.
We all have the success gene.
Yes.
We just have to activate it.
That's true. What makes one person different? Nothing.
Hard work.
Yeah. That's just do it.
And a commitment.
Yeah.
And a little bit of self-confidence helps.
What did you do? How did you get on this?
I don't know. You know what?
Topic.
Because of this silly, it's not even a question. It's a sentence.
That's right.
All the land by us is flat and cheap.
So if you call in and leave a philosophical statement, be ready for Stephen to take it to the moon.
Or say something like this. I'd really rather talk to Jill about this because she's a nice person.
Oh, that'd be funny. That would be really good. Hi, this question is for Jill, yeah, not Stephen.
Exactly. And that's fine too. It's less work for me.
Very good.
So adding staff to buy more land.
Mm-hmm. So I have a couple things that I wrote down that I wanted to share.
The most qualified person I've ever known to talk about this.
Thank you. Because it happens a lot. Sometimes there's an ebb and a flow, you know, to staff and job descriptions and, you know, how your business is running, you know, and where you want to go. So
let's say you're really busy. There's a phone's ringing off the hook for like 3 months. You add somebody and then it stops ringing.
Well, maybe you should make your phone ring again.
That's not that that's ever happened to us, but
you should get your phone ringing again is what you should do. And that's easy in our business. You just send out another mailer. So, and buy some more land and sell some more land. We do have control. So, you know, it was funny. I wanted to say real quick, I was looking at my notes, but you asked me a little while ago, why are you so happy right now? Which is normal, but I'm like, you know, here's why. And it's perfect for this call. I am right now today, our senior manager, the person who runs everybody else, is really getting in a good groove. And I'm finally, there's things that I can, I'm unloading more important items off of my plate and onto hers. And it's such a nice feeling.
She's really shaping up to, mm-hmm. you know, there's two types of employees that any of us can hire. You can hire somebody who has a tremendous amount of experience for a lot of money, and you're pretty much guaranteed that it's going to get done the way it needs to. This is true with consulting or virtual assistants or in-house. Or you can choose to season somebody. You know, you can get them in at a lesser rate and kind of promise them that if everything goes well, that you know they can rise up through the ranks pretty quickly, and she's doing everything she's supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know what my test is for a lot of people? I don't mean it. Go ahead. You know what, Joe? I've interrupted you like three times.
No, it's okay.
My test is I set them up to fail and then just to see how they handle it. Because it's not so much, you know, I mean, it's not brutal or anything, but I mean, the result isn't brutal. They're probably crying at home and stuff.
Right, probably.
But if they handle it right, you know, they handle a couple of tragedies really well, then they're on their way.
Right.
Is that awful to actually say out loud?
I don't really agree with setting them up, but I do. Here's what I agree with. I agree with the best employees are the ones that solve their own problems and you don't even know about it. Like something could go drastically wrong and they fixed it. And
again, we're saying the exact same thing, but I call it setting them up to fail and you call it, what did you just call it? Like in a nice Jill way?
Solving your own problems.
Solving your own problems, right.
And not bringing me into it.
Again, that's why we're partners.
So, well, it's funny you talked about two. What's the two people that were closest with us right now are one. They're exactly one of each of those examples that you just gave. Our senior manager has managerial experience under her belt. She has all kinds of things that she's done for other companies before she came to us.
Mm-hmm.
So she's got that experience. Didn't really know. We hired her for the attitude and the mindset and that kind of thing. Not so much she's done deeds her whole life or anything like that.
She's so seasonable.
Right. But the other extreme we have is this one, the one that works most closely with you right now, is not really sure about office environment, not really sure how to deal with it, with the hierarchy and when it's, you know, you need some of that, but his core skills are awesome.
Yeah.
So it's a whole different thing over here. The, what we're teaching them both is different things to get them where we want them to be.
Well, yeah. I mean, I would rather teach somebody what season them to have appropriate, let's say, corporate culture behavior, mm-hmm. than teach them how to add.
Right.
You know, bring some technical skills. I can work with the other stuff. And I think a lot of people the other way. Like
it goes, I think it depends on the job. Because remember,
and that person.
We've had that discussion with my friend Kelly and other people. And she says, I pretty much hire for personality. I can teach them the job, but they got to be able to work with me and have the right attitude and some other, traits that she looks for.
Right.
Not so much the job.
Yeah, it's all specific.
It is.
So. Actually, this is what we're supposed to be talking about.
Exactly.
I just looked up. I'm like, this is the title of the show, because usually we're talking about something completely different. On a tangent.
Well, so here's some of the things that I wanted to just to kind of bring up for folks to be thinking about. Costs. It's not crazy to have permanent employees and temporary employees.
Mm-hmm.
So as you're growing and you're adding staff, sure, it costs more, but sometimes, like you talked about, my phone rang steady for 30 days and then it dropped, whatever.
Uh-huh.
That would have been a great thing to test with a temp employee.
Sure.
And then that's decide after that. Even though you're going to spend a little more money up front, you can have them for that time. And if it doesn't work, it's an easy out.
You know, temp agencies are like HOAs. Everybody complains about them. They're expensive. I don't get anything for my money. But I'll tell you what. It's, I would much rather pay more for 3 or 4 employees and not deal with any lawsuit headaches or any real risk. And then after the third, our track record is literally this. After about the third or fourth person, you find one that's just a gem and you hire them full time.
Mm-hmm.
And so they did all the work for you instead of like interviews and all that stuff.
It's true.
So it's the same thing with an HOA. Why am I paying all this? They're telling me to paint my house. Until somebody parks an RV in the middle of the street for 4 months, and then it's like, come on,
right? That's a really good example, because then you're glad you have an HOA,
right? Because
they'll have it towed away.
That's right.
That's perfect. That is good. Well, another thing I was thinking about is you're adding staff and you're growing and you're going through these growing phases and deciding what to do, like we do. You want to be sure you have a good job description. You want to be. When I say this, I mean you want to be a real company or getting close to a real company. So you're not just hiring people just to hire. You want to have a real good need for them,
right,
and clear role for them. And they need that too.
Right.
They need to know, I'm here to answer the phone. I'm here to do all the email. I'm here to get the mail. I'm here to call back these people and do this. You don't want them staring at you every day going, now what?
Oh my gosh, yes.
Right. So you need to have a clear, like I said, job description. And
yeah. So what I do is I deconstruct. So I've always done this. I take a piece of paper, I draw a line down the middle, and I say on the left side, this is all the stuff that I really don't think is replaceable at this point. Like the stuff that I really need to do myself. And on the right side, it's like all the stuff that an assistant could probably would go slower, be better at than I would,
because mm-hmm.
you're going slower. You're taking, their jobs on the line, the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
So again, I think we're saying a kind of a different version of the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so then you want to be, what you don't want to do is hire somebody and then go through what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You want to have it all lined up and kind of, with examples and instructional, however we do instructional videos
SOP.
Here, but.
Your standard operating procedures, ready to go.
I love doing short little videos on how to do tasks. And usually the people that work under me or with me like those too. Mm-hmm. Some people don't, and they don't work here.
Some people don't. I've yet to watch one.
I know you don't. Why is that, Jill? You crack me up.
Well, I'll tell you why. We've had this discussion.
Everybody loves those videos except you.
Steven. I learn differently. Some people, you go to YouTube, I Google. I read it. I read what the people write and type, and I go through the instructional. I want the instructions. I don't want the video. That's just the way I learn it. And there's nothing wrong with that.
All right.
Thank you.
I want to see somebody do it.
I know that's you. Me, I like to read it and then do it myself, and I figure it out, and then I'm like, okay, I got this. And I'm really good at just playing around with things too. I'm good at taking something out of the box, putting the instructions in the corner, and then playing with it and figuring it out. And then I might go back and look at the instructions and go, what did I miss? Mm-hmm. Is there something good in there? I'll go, oh, that's good. Like my car.
Yeah.
You know, my car, I'm just going to sit and play with it till I figure it out.
Sure.
You're going to be on YouTube figuring out Bluetooth and right. all that. I'm like, yeah, I'll figure it out. And if I push enough buttons, it's going to happen. That's kind of how I roll. So, all right.
So, you know, and I think that it's really a super, super, this is a takeaway from hiring people. You do not want to hire people to do stuff that is imperative to your business, at least on the front end anyway. Mm-hmm. Like for us, it's data. You know, I have never, ever, since I've owned this company in the 90s, even thought about or considered farming that out.
Right.
You know, I sit there, I choose the counties, I choose the data, right. I manipulate the data, and I work with, you know, whatever printer or mail company that we're working with to make sure it gets in the mail properly.
Right.
And it's all coordinated. You know, I just think that's imperative to our success.
You can't give up control of the things that'll make or break your business.
You have a control issue on a couple of things. Would you like to hear what they are?
Oh, no.
I think you have to, you really are interested in the personality of every seller.
Yeah.
Like, do you see yourself ever, you know, just kind of having a, you know, because we have people doing it now. Look, here's my question. Do you talk to every single seller?
Yes. Okay. No.
What kind of answer is that?
Well, sometimes.
Have you ever just talked to, like, let's say it's Sally. Hey, Sally, I know you're working with Jennifer over here.
Okay, but my hands are in. I'm in it a lot. Here's my problem.
Is that why we're successful? I think yes.
Here's my problem. Nobody, and I'm sorry to, I'm going to get them off my soapbox
no one
here
in
a second.
No one listens to the show. I asked them.
Oh, good.
No, nobody does.
No, it's not about them, but I personally know that no one can do the deals in our world as well as I can.
Okay.
And I'm sorry, I don't mean to offend you.
No, I think that we do. This is just a number that I'm pulling out of the air. Probably 30% more transactions because the people just love you. The sellers love you.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think it's, you know, and we probably buy 30% more property because I do the data and the mailers.
Right. I totally agree with you.
So
I will never step on your toes with that. You do that 100%. I'm not kidding.
That's the reason I brought all this
there
up.
There you go.
I'm
and
not,
then
I'm not being critical.
Okay. Thank you. I'm like, right? I didn't mean to give you a hard time too. I'm like, I don't mean to brag, but I just know that whenever I do give it up sometimes, I'm like, what the heck? Why did you pay that much or what's going on or why do we even buy that? So I end up getting back involved. So.
Oh, I see.
I try to let go. It's hard to let go, but there's other things I can let go of. So.
Right.
And that's part of it. So it took a while to get to the point where I can let go of that. I can let go of all the back end stuff. I don't do any of the other stuff.
Me too, Joe.
Once a deal's done, I don't need to do that.
Yeah, that's exactly
They don't need
how
me.
I feel.
So that's easy.
Yeah. On my end with processing and tasks and stuff, you know, hey, so here's another question. Mm-hmm. Would you rather, let's say you have 10 tasks to do and they're pretty specific. Let's say one of them's like audio production, you know, would you hire a VA out for that at $20 a unit? Or would you rather have season one person to do all these 10 tasks or have 10, like let's say VAs that sort of just report to you on these tasks and then you get them in the groove and they just do it?
I'd rather have the latter, the 10 VAs doing individual tasks.
I'd rather have an employee.
Only if it's that kind of a thing. In my regular world, I need both. Let's just be honest. In my regular world, I need one person. I need a person following me around with a clipboard.
I know you do. And you have that.
So that's my point. So I kind of have to have that for all the little stuff.
Both is the right answer because specific text, some stuff is really technical.
Sure. I can hire outside, and we have had to produce our shows, obviously, and things like that.
But if you just stick to land. I think that you can see there's nothing real crazy complicated with this at all.
No.
You just have to learn it.
Yeah.
We're the outsource for that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our company we set this whole thing up to take the mystery out of it.
Mm-hmm. Totally. We know, and I had one last point I was going to make about the adding staff was I'm a fan of doing it kind of like when you leave your day job. When you decide you leave your day job, it's the same discussion you should be having about adding staff. Am I losing money? Am I not getting deals? I'm losing because I can't, because I don't have enough people to get this done. Then is when you should start thinking about bringing in help.
Boy, I couldn't agree with that more. Thanks. You don't want to hire too early.
No. You need to do it when it's like, shoot, now I'm losing money and I got to do this.
You're calling big people back and they've called you and it's a week later. You did everything right on the mailers and people are calling you back a week. You're calling them back a week later and saying, you know, I decided to list it with an agent or I sold it to somebody else. Then you need to hire somebody.
Yep.
Yeah, I agree with you, Jill, on that.
Thank you.
Hey, join us in another episode where Jill and I discuss your all-important success in real estate investment and in life. Hey, you know what I forgot to bring up is, like, how many people have you hired or have we hired over the years that, they were their keepers? You know, I think people get real disappointed. It's 3-1. I'll tell you right now, in this company, it's more than what that. It's like 3.5-1.
I think it's five to one.
Yeah, it's a number like that.
I think it's five to one.
I don't think. I think we're pretty good at hiring.
I think we are too.
If you're in a panic, it's probably closer to 10-1.
Right.
Hey, good help. It's a cliche, but good help is hard to find.
It is.
And once you find it, man, you better pay them. Keep them there.
It's true. You want to. It's very true. But the bigger thing, it is hard to find, and especially nowadays, it's hard to find people that can do multiple different tasks.
Yeah.
You know, there's not a lot of senior managers out there that really are senior managers that can really handle wearing all this. That person wears a lot of different hats.
Right.
And, versus you have the tech guy and you have the receptionist and you have the deed person and you have the, whatever person, the accounting person.
Yeah. Those days are over.
Right.
I mean, unless you're like General Motors or Toyota.
Right.
I really think that for a medium-sized company like us or small size, like people that are starting these land or real estate companies, 3, 4, or 5 people, you can really do some huge damage with 3 good people. Mm-hmm. Or let's say 5 good people and a partner.
Mm-hmm.
Wait,
what do you
like
mean
that.
By damage? I don't understand what you're saying.
I mean, in a damage in a good way. Like you make some serious money.
Got it. Like damage? Wait a minute. Where are you going with that?
Five people. My magic number for where to make,
what's
7 digits
spot?
A year.
Uh-huh.
To make $1 million, $100,000 a month.
Hey, it's good. Yeah, what?
This is priceless advice.
It is.
We should have said it in the regular show. To make $1 million a year at this.
Yep.
Here's how it worked for me.
Yep.
Which is about, let's say, $100,000 a month. You need a good partner. I've never done incredibly well just sitting here myself.
Okay.
And you need a partner that has different talents than you.
Mm-hmm.
Those two people each need an assistant.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it. And then there's 3 other people that do real specific stuff.
Got it.
And we should do a show on this.
I agree.
I'm writing it down.
Yeah, it's a recipe. It's the staffing recipe to make 7 digits a year.
Yeah, how to make $1 million, how to staff up for $1 million a year.
Perfect. That's another show.
Let's go buy some real estate.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com.
If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
LandAcademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.